Ladies and gentlemen, drivers, gig workers, and everyone in between, welcome to This Week in Rideshare Podcast. I'm your host, Jared Hoffa. It is Friday, May 16th, and this week, Waymo recalls cars, GigU comes to America, and Tesla is falling behind. Legal Rideshare breaks it down. And from Legal Rideshare, I'm joined by the co-founder and lead attorney, Brian Green. Brian, happy, beautiful, warm Friday.
Happy Friday, Jared. It's great to have the summer heat here already.
It's here. You know, I'm looking outside the door here. We got the Cubs had just finished playing. It feels like summer finally in the city. It only took long enough, but we're here now. We're finally here.
From here, and you being in Wrigleyville, you're seeing Chicago summer at its best.
I really am. And, you know, anyone, it's one of the greatest things about the summer in Chicago is, like, being in Wrigley, being in this area. I love it. Look, I love the South Side, too, but I spent most of my life up here, and it's fantastic. So cannot complain for once. Usually I'm complaining about how cold it is. It's not cold.
It's like 85 degrees, so I think it's
right.
Complaining the other way now.
Right. And we've been doing this the last couple weeks. People have chimed in. We're doing this thing called Ask Us Anything. So if you have any questions about the articles that we're talking about, you can talk, ask questions in real time. You can comment on the videos after you see them. We will get to them. We will respond to them. You can even ask us about us or about Legal Rideshare, anything you're interested in. We want to hear from you guys. So that being said, a lot of really good articles this week. Of course, it's usually the things we talk about as they progress. And starting off the week, Waymo is recalling more than 1,200 vehicles after minor collisions. And this is from Reuters. They reported Waymo is recalling more than 1,200 self-driving vehicles to update software and address risks of collision with chains, gates, and other roadway barriers after U.S. auto safety investigators opened a probe last year. The recall affected over 1,200 Waymo vehicles operating on the company's fifth-generation automated driving system software. Waymo said it was aware of the 16 collisions with the chains, gates, and other barriers between 2022 and late 2024, but the incidents did not result in any injuries, according to a report filed with the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. The agency said several incidents are under investigation, quote, involve collisions with clearly visible objects that a competent driver would be expected to avoid. The investigation remains open. Brian, we have talked about this a lot. And here we are. I think you actually brought these sort of issues up a lot of times when we discuss autonomous vehicles.
Yeah, you know, it's troubling to see that there's so many issues. I'm happy that Waymo is pulling these cars off the road to try to get them resolved, but I think it's just evidence of the fact that the technology is making mistakes, that there are potential for crashes and injuries. These companies always, when stuff like this happens, they always harp on, well, there's no injuries reported, but that's not really what we're talking about here. We're talking about cars that are driving through barriers on the roadway. There are going to be times where there are workers on the other side of those barriers, where those fences are up for particular reasons to keep people on the other side safe, or the people in the cars are at risk of being injured when there's these collisions. So thank God there's not any injuries reported in these particular events, but the fact that the collisions are occurring is really troubling. It really worries me that we have these cars on the road. We know that they're crashing. We know that they're, you know, going into barriers that are up for particular reasons, and it presents risk to everybody on the roadway, whether it's the people in the cars, other vehicles on the roadway, or people who are, you know, trying to be protected by these chain link fence or other constructed barriers. So end of the story here. I'm troubled by the fact that we're seeing these crashes, that the cars are as prevalent as they are, when clearly they're not ready.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's two big things here. One, this is the fifth generation of the software. And the second thing is, they said in the investigation, it says right here, involved collisions with clearly visible objects that a competent driver would be expected to avoid. Now, we talked about other scenarios, which are, hey, they're doing road construction, or there's a last minute change, or so in some ways it's kind of understandable that the autonomous vehicles would struggle. But these are things that have always been there that they're saying competent drivers would be expected to avoid. And really the response is, you know, oops, we're gonna do a software update. And, you know, as my favorite line that I always say is, you know, it's one thing when a computer crashes, it's another when the car crashes. So yeah, it's one of these things that we keep, you know, last week we're they're here, but now we're saying they're not ready. You know, it's a toss up here. Yeah. So, but we'll see. We'll see how, you know, there's the investigation's open. So we'll see what the next steps are here. I'm sure we'll probably talk about it next week or the following week. I feel like this isn't going to go away too easily.
It's not. And it just, you know, as these cars go out into different areas of the country, they're going to face different problems. There's different road constructions that, you know, in various, whether it's rural or city or, you know, if you're in the mountains or if you're in the mainland or wherever, there's all sorts of different things that these computers are going to need to learn. And when they can't even identify the most simple issues like fences, it just makes me think, how are they going to be trained to operate in such different terrain and different weather conditions with all sorts of different hazards? People learn these things throughout their lives, and that's how they, you know, become good drivers with practice and common sense. And the computers, they just aren't built with a human mind. And in some ways, that's good. We're not going to have drunk computers on the roadway. We're not going to have drowsy computers on the roadway. But there's also just human common sense that you learn throughout your life that I'm just not sure that these computers are going to pick up on fast enough to make them safe, at least for the time being.
Yeah, and we'll actually discuss more of this in our third story today, in regards to literally what you had just talked about. So, totally agree. And obviously, this is an ongoing issue. The second story this week, which I'm very excited about, we work with these guys. GigU, an app to help drivers make more money, has finally come to America. This is from Business Insider. And they reported, quote, an app launching in the US on Wednesday has drawn ire from Uber in the past after helping gig workers answer a key question. Which rides and deliveries make the most financial sense to take? GigU uses information that independent contractors see on screen when they are offered a gig to calculate and estimate of how much the worker will earn per mile at an hourly rate. This figure, which GigU calls the cherry picker, is designed to help drivers and delivery workers accept or reject a job within the seconds-long window that most apps give them, its founders say. The app works right now only on Android phones, but will be coming to iPhone. So in GigU, users can set a specific range for pay and for ride-hailing gigs, passenger ratings. Based on those settings, then GigU assigns a color to orders or rides as they pop up on screen. Green means a job that would be the most lucrative for the driver, yellow for options with earnings that mostly fall between the ranges that they want, and red for a job that doesn't meet their goals. Now, it's interesting here, an Uber spokesperson said, quote, using automation tools, apps, or bots to manipulate the Uber app or access Uber data in any way isn't allowed. But however, GigU's founders say that their app merely takes information that the gig worker already sees and presents it in a more analytical context. From there, it's up to the gig worker to make the choice, they said. We talked about this, which used to be called Stop Club, probably well over a year ago now. Huge supporter of these guys. Very happy that they've now come as GigU to the United States. Full pay transparency, the thing that we talk about all the time. It's a company that's doing it, and it's 100% win for drivers.
Yes, absolutely. I love that these guys are here. We've been watching them closely as they've been down in Brazil. Drivers have loved this service, and the fact that there's an opportunity to present it to drivers in the United States is huge. It gives them the transparency that they've been asking for the longest time, see forever. The rideshare companies have tried to withhold this information from drivers, making them feel like they've got to accept every ride that comes their way. When a lot of times these rides just aren't worth it. You're not earning enough to justify accepting the fare, taking the time, spending the miles, safety considerations in terms of passenger ratings. All of these factors have been largely hidden from the drivers. This app now is presenting it to the drivers and allowing the drivers to make smart decisions for themselves. If a driver wants to take a ride that doesn't earn as much money, that should be up to them. Absolutely, go ahead and accept it. But at least it's with full knowledge, understanding what they're getting into, seeing passenger or filtering out passengers with bad ratings. It's such a win for drivers, and of course Uber hates it. That's their MO. But I love that drivers in the United States are really going to have a great opportunity to be their own boss and make their own decisions for the first time.
I think what's great is, Uber really went at them in Brazil when it was called Stop Club, and they lost in Brazil. And they say in this article, hey, we're not done, we're still fighting. I think the brilliant thing about Gig U is, as they say, and this is what's driving Uber nuts, right? So, it's full transparency. Drivers have these actual genuine choices, as an independent contractor should, like any other independent contractor in the country. But a lot of these other apps that would offer similar features for drivers were breaking into the code or reverse engineering or manipulating the data in some way. The reason this is driving Uber crazy is, as Gig U said, we're just taking the info on the screen. We're not breaking the app. We're not manipulating your data. We understand that, that's privacy, and we're not going to do that. So Uber doesn't really have a leg to stand on because it's basically just saying, hey, we're just using what your eyes can literally see on the screen, and then from there determining it. I mean, I just, all around, it's really great. The founder, Luis, he's an awesome guy and really believes in this. And so very excited to see it here. I'm very, and I, anyone who's used it in the US, I would love to hear from you and see what you guys think of it. I just think it's great all around. So moving on to our final story, Brian, we talked about this earlier. I said I was going to bring this up a little bit later. Tesla's robo-taxi service is falling behind, and this is from Futurism. And they report a quote, as the information reports, the company is already woefully behind schedule and hasn't even started testing its autonomous vehicles without a safety driver as of April. And it says, and the company is quickly running out of time. Musk promised that Tesla would launch an autonomous ride-hailing service in Austin in a matter of weeks, a characteristically overly ambitious promise. The Texas Department of Public Safety hasn't even received a plan for what would happen in case of an emergency from Tesla. As the information points out, it took Waymo nearly a decade to complete detailed maps of each city to allow its fleet of fully autonomous vehicles to roam the streets safely. It took months of having a human safety driver behind the wheel before its operation could go fully driverless. Tesla has chosen a different approach, relying on its loyal customers to accumulate driving data. A Tesla engineer told the information that the car maker is struggling with, quote, mundane operational problems, end quote, like getting cars unstuck and providing customer service. So here we go. It's the press loves to bring this up and hype it up because it's robotaxis and here it is and Cybercab and we talk about this every time. We don't think it's ready. We're not really sure, and it's like the more time goes on, it just keeps leaking that they really aren't ready for prime time. I mean, just on some basic stuff, and they are, as this article says, they're falling woefully behind.
Yeah, it's really scary that the companies can, that this product can be so far behind, yet the company is adamant on pushing it forward. It's negligent. It's criminal. When these cars crash and when they hurt people, the lawsuits are going to be massive because there's now evidence that the cars were not ready to be brought to market. There's evidence that they're not safe. There's evidence that they're struggling with, like you said, mundane issues. There's no other industry in the world where it seems to be permissible to put these dangerous, like thousands of pound, there's essentially bullets on the roadway here without any oversight and without any assurance that they're safe. And in fact, when there's evidence that they're not safe, there's not anybody standing in their way to stop them. So if Texas is so concerned here about not having the information that they need, they should step in and stop the company from doing what they're doing. There needs to be repercussions when there's evidence of hazards to the community being placed on the community streets. So where I'm directly pointing the finger at Tesla and saying, you get your shit together here, make sure that these cars are safe before you put them on the roads. I think there's also blame to go around to the public entities who need to ensure that Tesla cannot move forward until they prove that the vehicles are safe.
Yeah, I mean, this is really interesting because, like you said, now there's really writing and records. So if things really go crazy, I feel like really last week we discussed, hey, what happens when all these systems start intermixing and it could become a really big problem? But now we have in writing, the Texas Department of Public Safety hasn't received a plan if something goes wrong. Tesla itself is admitting that they're not ready. And then now you're going to include Waymo to this. And so this could really end up blowing up into a big issue where it's not, like you said, it's not just faults on the corporations. It could really start falling onto the state level. Because what we don't know right now is if they, A, will ever receive a plan, or B, receive a plan in time if this thing's on the road. So imagine, so if this goes on the road, there's a devastating accident. The Department of Public Safety doesn't receive a plan. There's nothing in place. I get to see this being fingers being pointed in every single direction for this thing.
And they should be. That's the thing, is the everybody's now on notice. Everybody now understands that this is a problem. So let's step in before it becomes catastrophic. Let's ensure that there are certain standards in place where companies can't just get on our roads and put their untested, extremely hazardous equipment on the city streets. When Uber and Lyft came and they came with the break it model, and then we'll figure out what happens later. It wasn't really the end of the world in terms of safety, because it was still human drivers who were licensed, who there were background checks. Like they were breaking the system. There wasn't regulations in place. The cities had to react in a certain way to catch up, but the hazards weren't as great as they are with self-driving cars. There needs to be standards in place first when you're putting unmanned vehicles on the road to ensure that these vehicles are safe for anybody who encounters them, whether it's other drivers on the roadway, pedestrians. You can imagine 1,000 scenarios in which these cars can interact negatively with our community. That's exactly where the government needs to step in and ensure that they are setting the regulations and not allowing Tesla and Elon Musk and whoever to just make a decision to push their product forward, to try to pad their pockets with a bunch of money at the risk of our community safety.
Yeah, no, exactly. And the other thing too is they've said here, I mean, again, experts have raised safety concerns that the Tesla's decision to exclusively rely on cameras, unlike its competitors that rely on things like radar and lidar. So again, there's all these things laying out, and it's just we're seeing it now. It's a recipe for disaster. I bet in 6 months from now we're going to be doing a story about some really horrific event in Austin that happened because of Waymo, or sorry, because of Tesla, or Tesla and Waymo. It's just going to. I can't see if they're going to push through this thing. I can't see it not happening. I just can't.
Seems like we're on that path.
We are. So that is the stories for this week. Speaking of accidents, we're going to toss it over to you, Bryant, to give you the final say before we head into the weekend.
Yeah, we just remind everybody that Legal Rideshare is always available for free consultations. If you find yourself injured on the road, whether a car accident, a slip and fall, a dog bite, whether you're driving or delivering or whatever you're doing, if you're injured, we can help. We offer free consultations. We help put money in your pocket for things like medical bills, wage loss, pain and suffering, any other damage that you sustain. The best way to get in touch with us is through our website, LegalRideshare.com. All of our contact information is there. And please do not hesitate. These cases do not get better with time, so we urge you to contact us right away.
Awesome. Thank you, Brian. And as I like to say, that is the end of this week in Rideshare. See you next week.